Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Underdog Foods. That's right. This is Underdog Foods, where we talk about the foods that people love to hate, and we talk to people who love them. Today, once again, I'm happy to introduce Marion Kane, and Marion's topic for today is parsnips. Take it away, Marion.
Hello, everybody. Today's underdog food is the parsnip, a carrot-shaped root vegetable of a yellowish color that seems to be maligned and disliked by a lot of people. This is strange and weird. I have no idea why parsnip is such an underdog food. After all, the potato is popular, so is the carrot. And parsnip belongs to that family. It's a root vegetable, and it's really, really delicious. Maybe people have cooked it wrong, overcooked it, undercooked it, and therefore it's gained this bad reputation. But I love to roast parsnips. I just roughly peel them a little bit or scrub the skin, cut them into halves or quarters, and toss them with olive oil and maybe some fresh rosemary or thyme, a little salt and pepper, and then roast them in the oven at a high temperature, about 400 degrees, for about half an hour. And they come out crispy and brown and caramelized because they have sugar in them, and that gives them a delicious coating when they roast. They're almost like candy. I keep them in the fridge for snacking on. But they're also delicious served this way with roast meat like roast chicken and or with other vegetables. They could be cooked with carrots, turnips, another underdog vegetable actually, and potatoes. The parsnip is also good pureed with potatoes, so made into a mashed potato type concoction. And what you can add to them is fruit. Some kind of fruit, like pear, is particularly good. Which reminds me, a very delicious soup is parsnip and pear soup. So you cook them separately or together, the pears and the parsnips, and then puree them maybe with a little cream and some chicken stock and seasoning. Really delicious. So please try and eat parsnips today. They are delicious.
Thank you, Marion, for sharing your love of parsnips. I think they're delicious, too. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Underdog Foods. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Here's the fine print. Underdog Foods was produced and recorded by Ross Whitney. The music for today's podcast was courtesy of music by Dano at danosongs.com.